Guten Moed. This past week's daf is daf Lamed. towards the beginning of the third perek, Maseches Ketubos, perek Elul Na'aretz. Now these sugyas are sort of a hemshach one to the next. A lot of important yisoides, fundamental things. A lot of important things that we have to know. The shas discussed over here. Alright. Okay, so let's just review where we're holding and Mitzvashem move on. Right. We have the Mishnah beginning of Elul Na'aretz, which talks about the din of Knas. Rashi says the Knas of an Oynis. Someone's Ma'anis and Nair Besula. The Pasuk says that is a chi of knas. V'nosan ha'ish sheshoichavim lavi hanayro chamishim kesef. That's the chi of knas. And there's another din in the parasha which is important for us. V'loisi li'isha tachas sheshoin liuchol shachol kol yomav. The pasuk says loisi li'isha that he has to marry her. V'loisi li'isha. Akoponim, he doesn't have a choice. Now the Mishnah primarily talks about the din of the Knas. And the Mishnah is discussing a lunaris, like the Gemara tells us, that Vadak Sheris is poshut, that there's Knas, and the Ikke Chiddush is, the Gemara calls him Naris Psulois. We have a group of Chayvei Lavin, Mamzeris and Sina and Kusis, the Rice and Rabbon, Chitzis Shushainim, but definitely Mamzeris, right? And is the love of Bekol. And the Sefer of the Mishnah talks about Chayvei Krisis. Now the Mishnah itself, Bavons, that means the Mishnah itself sort of raises or circumvents a question. and the Mishnah says that the chi of knas of the in the sefer, these the chayv krisis, there's a chi afi shehein ba koris, even though there's a chi of koris, as if to say that that might be a reason why they should not be mechayv knas. Zokt Mishnah ein bohem misas bezdin. True that there's a chi of misa, but it's not a misas bezdin. And that's referring to a halacha that we'll see more protim in the upcoming sugyas, the din of Kimle b'Rabminei. Kimle b'Rabminei means in a general sense when two chiyuvim come together. An example of that is a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv momen. And the machlokes is to know him what type of chiyuv misa has the halacha of kimlei that the Gemara refers to it as if the misa patters the moment. That there's no chiyuv moment because of the chiyuv misa. However, Tana of our Mishnah holds that that's only misas bezdin. Kimivur in the Mishnah later on, right? Mishnah talks about chiyuve misas bezdin. Those taka are potter. However, in this Mishnah, which the Sefer discusses the Chayvei Krisis, that doesn't have the Ptur. That's what the Mishnah means, Af Pishem, Bekoros Eim HaMisis Bezdin. Now the Gemara on Chof Tes Omud Beis, on the top, it asks the question, Bahani Bnei Knosa Ninhu, V'may ikri kan v'lo yisi li'isho. The Gemara had asked the question that there's a condition mentioned in the psukim of the parasha, v'lo yisi li'isho, which the Gemara understands that means, aside from the simple translation, that that's achiv, aside from the din knas, the silisha, he has to marry her, as we mentioned. Isha horu uyuloi. That's our condition. Isha horu uyuloi. Now we mentioned last time that in truth this is a Mishnah. The Flamantes, the Mishnah says, "Nimtza bod bar erva, or yishainu ru'u yilov habisol, enu asher lekaimu, shnem leis liish yishainu ru'u yiloi." Now, this Mishnah over here is talking about the chiv to marry her. That's what this Mishnah is talking about, and on that the Mishnah mentions this limud, v'loisi l'isha, isha ro yuloi. That's why, if she's also to him, ena v'sher l'kaimo, and therefore he doesn't have the chiv to marry her in the first place. Now, the Gemara really discusses that it would sound like that we're having this pasuk. Is there's a drosha in this pasuk that tells me that if she's also to him, so then inu read the kaimu from this pasuk. The Gemara on Daf Mem discusses, back on Daf Mem, this last piece of Gemara on the Mishnah over here. The Gemara over here asks a question. Amar of Kana Amdit Lishmat Kamid Rav Zvid Nardo Neisi Esi V'Nidche Loisase. Amar asks a question that, granted that the Isha is also there, but there's a Mrs. Esi Loisi the Isha. So Neisi Esi V'Nidche Loisase. Why don't we say Esi Deicha Loisase? And on that, the Gemara answers, "Omar li hecha amrina nesei es dechalis es again midu mitzaras tlef shel kiyuma leesei aval hocha I omro deloy beina mi isa leesei klal." So the Gemara answers it by telling us that this case does not fit the conditions of es dechalis esei. Because this Mrs. Essie over here is not something which is a definite Mrs. Essie, because he's mechuyav to marry her, but if she doesn't want, so then there's no chiyav, less of the Essie klal, and therefore this Essie kipshuta is a weaker essay, and therefore it doesn't pattern. That's the Shaktar and the Gemara. Maybe we'll see it better. What's relevant for us over here is a Tosfos over here asks a question on this Gemara. If you look in Tosfos, like around five lines down, Tosfos asks the imtoimer. You see that over in the second Tosfos, the imtoimer. My part of lesser essay, the chelosa say, "Hadorish mikra behead of a mission to be an isha ruiloi." So Tosfos asks a question on the Gemara that the Mishnah learn from the pasuk that a condition in the parish is nidi isha ruiloi. So what are we asking, Nesi? Means that the understanding is that in the parasha itself, conditions that this mitzvah was said only if she's isha ruiloi, right? That's what it's a drasha. It's not because the the loisase stands in the way, l'choira. So if that's so then that's the conditions of the drasha. So what's going to help? Let's say the condition is that the din of the parasha was only said if she's muteris to him. That's what
Tosfos says. How are they understanding that drasha at this point? That you can only do the nesuin if she's ruyelo, or the whole kanas also is only if she's ruyelo.
This mishnah is discussing the nesuin right now, and that's why we're here. Correct? We're going to take it back to step number two.
Oh, okay.
Right? So you're thinking ahead. We're going to get there. Right? I just want to start with the basics over here. Right? The mishnah over here is talking about the halacha of marrying her. And that seems to be it's a condition that Akohana, at least this chiyuv to marry her is only on the condition that she's an Isha Haruila. That's the pasuk that's what the drasha seems to be, and therefore asks the Gemara that if that's the type of Isha that the mitzvah was said to, so she doesn't change if you have Esel Lechalisa, she's still an Isha that's
let's just say that makes her Royula. In other words, we could establish that pasuk, and I would say, "Lav sheish bokaris." You know, so that's an isha shena ruyala. But here, because of asi dochel lota say so, it is an isha shena ruyala.
Okay. Okay. Fine. But this is Tosfos' question. Okay. That she's not intrinsic ruyala. I know if you can make arrangements. You know, with Hilchas Dechia, right? But she's intrinsically she's not Isha Ruila. That's mm-hmm. what Tosfos that's Tosfos's kasha is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for that drasha and not for Esei Dochalot Hasefon.
And that's. Tosfos asks a question on the Gemara's kasha, and Tosfos also asks ulamay d'mishani, and according to the Gemara's teres, the loychoshe v'essay, the Gemara says this is not an essay which could be the yichah kasha. The may itzrich kolam utei she'enin v'uyeloi. As Tosfos that according to Gemara's teres that you can't make a dechia, so chares pasha that you can't marry her. Right? If there's no basis. It's also so even without conditioning that she has to be this type of isha, but since it's also to marry her, even without this parasha over here, right? Even with the essay doesn't help us. So what do I need the pasuk for? So Tosfos says as follows: V'yesh lemer d'lav mitu d'kro mapik lei b'mas nisan. Tosfos says that it's not a drosha. It's not what the Gemara means to say over here. Lav me to drosha. That's what the assumption of the question is, that there's a specific drosha. So on that, we were asking that if there was a specific drosha, so that's the chalas, it doesn't help. And at the end of the day, that there is no din lechia, so I don't need this pasik, I don't need this drosha. V'yishlemet, lav me to drosha ma'pik lei b'masnis, and elo deloy siya li'isha mashma midaito. Tosfos has changed the Gemara a little bit over here. That what the Gemara means say is as follows: Loisi leishas mashma midaito. He has to marry her with her consent. Midaito lohochi mimayit ishus en riloi. Dahi amra lebiin alei miisel esei klal. Hilchach lechoshev esei viloi dochi loisasei. So in essence, that really what the drasha is telling me, according to what Tosfos is saying, is that there is a problem of essay doichaloisase. I'm sorry, the essay is not doichaloisase. That's really what the pasuk is saying over here. Loisi lisha midaito, right? That's goof what's saying that this mitzvah is dependent on her consent. And once that's so, which is really what the Gemara answers, as far as Esed Eichaloisa say, that's why there's no Esed Eichaloisa say. And he's saying that, and that's the shak v'tayir of the Gemara. Mikol mokom stakadaitach the poruch hashto heicha de omra be'ino lei lesei esei v'litche lei sasei. The Gemara stakadaitach was that akoponim when she wants, and then he has the essay, then the essay should be able to be doyech. Umasik da filo omra be'ino lei lechoshev essay. Fine. Okay, so according to the first Prat and Tosfos, the two Prat and Tosfos over here. Okay, so according to the first Prat and Tosfos, there is no special drosha which conditions what type of isha the mitzvah of leisi leisha is. Really, what the pasuk is really me telling me that even though the pasuk says leisi leisha, which is against his choice, differently than we have by the Nov Mafatin.
Can the Rebbe just repeat that last statement?
That's what the Mishnah is saying, that the chil between Oynes and Mafatin. That's really what this Mishnah is coming to say.
Right?
A Mafat, the Mishnah says that an Oynes is Shoyse Batitzai. Right?
Mefati has a choice.
Yeah, if lots of the hitzi mitzi, yeah.
Okay,
this
right.
Is
yours
as a choice. It doesn't have to marry her in the first place.
Right.
Onus has to marry her and he can have a divorce.
Okay, I thought the Rav said the opposite. That's
what. Oh yeah.
By onus he does not have a choice. The Rav said
he doesn't have a choice. She still could.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah. His choice. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what this pasuk. Is Laisi Leisha, is that she, being that she has a choice, right? And that's based on that, if there's an Isser involved, then you can't be doicha that Isser. Even if she's in consent with it, but because of the problem of Eser Derech Eloise says. So that's really what comes out, that the Alib Dem is the reason why he can't marry such an Isha, is because we don't have the din of the Chir. Right? You know, Chanami. Now, because that's the first Pshat in the Tosfos.
Right. So according to that, you can't marry in any of the Yisurim because of the pasuk of Lo Tiyeh Leisha.
You can't marry, but it's not like the pasuk of Lo Tiyeh Leisha is conditioning what type of Isha she is. Hmm. Right? The pasuk really is just setting up the grounds why the essay is not the Chalos essay. So if you want to know the reason why, at the end of the day, why he can't marry such an Isha, it's only because of Eser Derech Eloise.
The regular klal.
Right.
Meaning, but it follows. Meaning, once it's not a complete essay, then you don't have Eser Doch Lotase, and therefore the surim of not marrying a Karis or an Ursa Lav are Kayim. Meaning,
right.
Their exactly. Mamela exists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So they're preventing it, right. They're preventing.
How would that be, let's say, different than Tzitzis, where you don't, you know, you can choose not to wear a beged? In other words, here she's choosing that she doesn't want this man.
Well, it means when you're choosing not to wear the beged, because since the chiv is a chiv, which you know, it's not, you're not machiv to wear tzitzis, to go out and buy tzitzis to wear tzitzis, right?
Right.
So therefore, if you don't have the beged, so you're not machiv.
So that's what I'm saying. So therefore, we should say that we do not say asay dochad lotasay in that situation, similar to the woman isn't mechuyeves to marry the man, so she could just say she doesn't want to, and that would take away the necessity of the asay dochel lotase of them getting married. So by tzitzis, she could say, a person could say that I don't want to wear this beged, and therefore I avoid the whole issue, and therefore we once we say that, then we would say that we don't use the klal, even if you want to, where the tzitzit is to say ase do chalot ase.
Can I try to answer that?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What I think is that if she doesn't want to get married, it's a kiyum of his chiyuv. It's like he fulfilled the mitzvah of marrying her because she doesn't want it. It's not that he didn't do it. Not doing it, I mean, if you don't wear a beged that requires tzitzis, it's like not being ma'anis the woman in the first place.
You're saying
you never came on to the mitzvah.
you're saying that he gets the mitzvah of Lotia Leisha?
That's what it sounds like from the Gemara.
Okay.
Right? Because he's got a kiyum of that mitzvah. She doesn't want to do it, so he's actually mekayim that chiyuv. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like, no? Isn't that a lotion?
Yeah.
Efshar lekiyume la'ase, right?
Right?
Aval hacha iimras delo ba'in and miite la'ase klal. Or maybe you're right. Maybe there's no ase klal. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's the lashon li'in.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you need say it like that. I mean, you were going in that direction, but do you need to make the difference, right? Do you need to go that far, right? How are you speaking out the difference between the two? By tzitzis, you're missing the conditions that, right, in the first place for the you don't have a beged which is mechuyev, right? Now you don't have a beged which is subject to the chiyev. Now this isha, it's not like that. She's not subject to the chiyev, right? This isha, right? She could be subject to the chiyev. It just is dependent on.
If you have a beged, let's make the beged. You know? We have a beged of tzitzis, right? That's shatnas. Right? You have, woolen linen, right? Right? So, we say you're allowed to wear it because, ase dochalot ase. Right? You don't have to wear it, right? In other words, the person has the option to say that, I don't want to wear this beged, right? So, same thing, you have a woman he, she, getting the mitzvah.
Okay, that's okay, yeah.
But he has a mitzvah to marry her, right? But because you can say that, I don't want to marry it, so we can avoid the whole problem and not be mekayim the mitzvah and not be over the love. So we're saying a din of mitzvah, ase lo tasei doesn't apply in that situation, right? We're putting it not in the din of right, he's switching it from a din in onus to a din in ase lo tasei, a general din. So it would seem that the same logic should apply by tzitzis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I wasn't even on your question. Okay. So we'll have to wait for that question over here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we just want to get a little background. Well, okay, we'll have to see this sugi again, but it's not a little, I think it's a little relevant to notice over here for where we're coming from over here.
Mm-hmm. You say there was a second teretz in Tosfos?
Yeah, Inami Yeshlema. You see that in Tosfos? Inami Yeshlema Dehochi Poruch. This is what the Gemara means to ask. Nese esse v'nidche loisase v'chitemo, and if you'll ask me shani hocho de golikro, which was the first question that Tosfos asked, as if the Gemara Tosfos is following through the Gemara's question, telling us that there's really more involved, that the Gemara asked, there's a din of esed echalaisase. Elama, you'll tell me over here. Imkein nigm. I'm sorry. Evichi tembo shani hocho de golikro. You have a gili hakro. In other words, that say esed echalaisase. On that, we're saying, well, there's a pasuk over here to that. Therefore, even though the should be dechi, the Torah is telling you that over here, it's not going to be dechi. In order to allow him to marry her, Okay, this is technically in the Gemara right now, right? This we don't have to over here. The Tosis is the same. That the Gemara's ois fear is that this should serve as a source that it shouldn't be that einase doche loisase. Thinking at this point that this is a regular essay, and that the Gemara says the Mishnah lechoshev essay that this is not nechshev an essay to be doche, and therefore we're not going to learn from here all over the einase doche loisase because this is a different type of essay. Okay. This is more involved in the sugya itself. But this Tosfos would seem to be saying that really this is based on what this halacha is, that since the essay can't be doicha v'loisa say, so there is something which is preventing hastis. There's a mitzvah which we said to every person. However, heichol where you have an iser in front of you, so you have the rules of essay doicha v'loisa say. Shains, if you can be doicha, then the mitzvah will present itself, will be mechayiv. But if you don't have the reasons, you don't have the ability to be deicha because of the rules of Kol Terekul, you can't be deicha. Right, so that's what it would seem to come out of this Tosfos over here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what Tosfos says, right? And therefore, what's relevant for us is as follows. Our Gemara, like we mentioned before, asks, is Ma'ir this point, Leisilisha Shirulei, concerning Knas? Now, the Mishnah over there, like we saw, was really talking about the din of marrying her, right? Definitely, according to the Tosfos, that really what's behind that is Hilchas Ese Doicha Leisasein. That's really what's behind it. Right, so the Gemara over here, which our Gemara asks, that loisilisha, right, and we'll see, mind the arm of the Gemara, just want to open things up a little bit over here, that at this point in the Gemara, we'll see as we go on, but at this point of the Gemara, so what does the Gemara mean to ask loisilisha, right? How does that affect... I'm going to get to what you mentioned before in a minute. How does that affect the din of knas? The reason why you can't marry is because ein esed doicha leisasei, right? What does that have to do with us? So let's just back up for a second. That I think possibly that before the Tosfos, and maybe we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara such a mashmois like that. You could have understood, really like Tosfos' Havamina was, that there's a condition in the parasha that this mitzvah was only said to an Isher Hora Uyelai. Right? And the Rishonim talk about Tosfos' Kasha. Right? But if we understand that that's the Pasuk is saying, right? Then we could really open up a question over here, which we'll see. We can use this on both sides, really. But the first point that we're mentioning over here is that the Ikar Din of Vaisi Leish is really talking about marrying her. The Gemara is applying it to the Din of Knas. Now, there are one of two ways how we can understand why that should apply to the Din of Knas, right? One way we can understand, right, and listen, right, this is a little fine-tuned over here, right? Right? Either we can understand that the Leisi Leisha, that were we to understand, not like the way Tosfos is saying, right? Were we to understand that it's a condition, that the Torah said a condition that certain halachas in this parasha, you need to have a certain type of isha to apply. So one could understand that the Gemara, in asking this question, understood that the condition which the Mishnah discusses applies to marrying her, applies to the entire parasha. That means not only the mitzvah to marry her, but the chiyuv knas is also conditioned in a loisi li'isha. Now, I'm trying to be clear over here, which means that it's a condition which applies to each chiyuv of the parasha individually. For loisi li'isha, there's two chiyuv in the parasha, and there's a condition of both of those chiyuvim have such a condition that to marrying her as a condition that she has to be roi loi, and in order to have the chiyuv knas that was only said on the isha haro uyaloi. That's one way we could understand. Now, like we said before, that according to the Tosfos, we wouldn't be able to understand like this because there's no condition in the parasha according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, this that you can't marry her is because it's just a blockage of a lav. Now, the second way to understand would be as follows: that if we were to assume that the whole parasha was said in a package, that there are two mitzvahs in the parasha, and only when one could be mekayim both, that's when they were said. If that's the assumption, so if there's some reason why one of the two of the parasha can't be niskayim, then the other one also wasn't said. Right? So therefore, even if it were to be that there's a problem, let's say, in marrying her, and that problem doesn't talk directly to the knas, but if the assumption is that the whole parasha was said together, both mitzvahs, and we are one can't be niskayim, then it wasn't said partially, so therefore this wasn't said either, is that... That's another way of understanding. Now, according to the Tosfos, we have to learn like this, right? Because, like we're saying, according to Tosfos, that there is no condition that could talk directly to the chiyuv knas in the parasha. The reason why you can't marry her is because there's an issur. Well, but that would have to do with knas, right? So, definitely, according to the Tosfos, this gemara l'chayra, if we were working with what that Tosfos says, then the gemara's assumption would have to be that the whole parasha was taka said together, and since there is something which is preventing the loisi li'isha because there's a lav over here, so by the same time, if that can't be niskayim, is who adin the chiyuv knas not. Now, one of a nafkemina between these two timim. Aside from what we just said right now, but like I just said, according to what Tosfos learns, right? Now, if we would understand that itaka is a condition, right? Like Tosfos Sakadaitach, like maybe we would have Temshkag or maybe Smash like that, that there's a condition that in order to marry her, that there has to be such an isha, and now we have two tzadim over here. That is it that condition applies to the chiyuv knas, right? Or that condition, it really applies to marrying her. But the two things go together. If you can't marry, then there's no knas. Now the nafkamino to that, right, will be in a situation, it's going to come up in the Gemara, that what happens if she was ru'uyeloi at the time of the znus, but she was not ru'uyeloi anymore at the time then of the chiyuv loisi li'ish. Alright. For example, one of the cases would be, let's say it's a Kohen Gadol, right? Let's say the Kohen Gadol is Ma'anis Nisha. So at the time she was a Absula, so she was Roy. It was Roy to marry her at the time. Right? But as a result of it, right, now when it comes to marrying her, she's not Roy anymore. Right? So if it's a separate condition, that, you know, that condition talks directly to the Chiv Knas. So at the time of the Chiv Knas, it was the Isha Ruilai. So l'chayr, we could hear that there should be a Chiv Knas. Right? But if the pshat is that it's one package. So if as a result of this she became also to him, and now when it's negate to marry her, he can't marry her.
Does the chiv kanas and the chiv to marry her don't come at the same time? Sounds like that's what you're saying.
Even if they do, but they come. Okay. That's the whole point that you're saying. Mm-hmm.
So let me see that. What difference if it comes at the same time?
Listen. What we're trying to have is that see this nus was on an issue that she was a ba'ula, right? So as a result of this nus, she became a ba'ula, right? He was boil a pnuya. Right, so lachar is boil a pnuya, a basula. So lachar, she was royal. Right, what the isha who was boil, she was an isha royal. Now at the result, now the chiv comes with the gemar habir. The chiv loisiel the isha. Right, lachar, what's mechayev the knas is the beer. Right, so I would have thought that if the condition is that the chiyuv knas is only on an isha that's really, so tako is really, that's tako who the znus was done with. However, as a result of that beer, she became ein roiloi. So to marry, that's when the chiyuv comes to marry her. At that point, she's ready a ba'ula. That's what I would have thought. So even if you're saying that the chiyuv comes at the same time, but the nafka mina is that the be'ila seif kol seif was done on a psula. Mm-hmm. So that means that, so therefore, if each one has its own condition, right, that the mechayiv and the knas need isha ruiloi and to marry isha ruiloi, so over there, you know, it would be split. There was an isha ruiloi that he was takamizana with, but to marry isha ruiloi. However, if the pshat is that it's not a separate condition, or the whole parasha was only said together, right? So then it should come out according to that. That since the chiv to marry her you don't have because of Esed Doicha Loisa say, so then you won't have, or actually according to what we're saying, if Me'at Esed Doicha Loisa say according to this sad, right? That she became not Isha Ruiloi, so then. Then there's no mitzvah to marry her, so then the parsha to be chal lechatzoyim, right? That's what the nocha over here would be. That's not chal lechatzoyim. Therefore, there won't be a chiyuv knas. Now, okay, we could think about maybe other cases, right? And we'll see whether, I don't want to get involved in this right now, to see that there are other nafkamis, maybe like you mentioned, well, let's say sometime later she became another isher ruha ru'iloi. Right, whether that will have a bearing. Okay, and maybe we'll see. This might be Tolim Mishonim a little bit later when we get there. Okay, all right. So far we opened up things a little bit, and we mentioned that the Iker Moker to this, really, like we find in the Mishnah later on, is talking about the Chiv Nisuin. That's that din. And the Gemara over here is applying it to the Iker Chiyuv Knas. Okay, and we discussed in what way it's connected. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, we're going to go quickly over here, through over here. Now the Gemara tells us, the Gemara comes out over here, that we have extra psukim. Right, Gemara. Let's just jump to the Gemara. Maskonas haGemara. El shisokroi ksivi. Naira naira hanaira. Besula besula habsulos. Shredel gufayhu, nar b'sula, chal lechabaya, chal zereshova, fine. Isolate tray, chal suyi chai v'labim, chad suyi chai v'krisis. Now, let's hear what's happening in the Gemara is, and this is important, that you see that the Gemara, Be'etzim, intrinsically, is agreeing to the anoch of the question. That means that this is really how we should have understood the pasuk, right? But because we have Yiturim, so Yiturim are what's changing our understanding. It means the Torah itself is megala to us how we should understand it. Now, according to what we discussed before, that we have Ribuyim in the pasuk to tell me that there's a Chiyuv Knas, even though she's not an Isha Haru'uya. Right? So that will mean, according to the two ways we spoke, right, either that according to the way we discussed that the condition was given to each separate halacha in the parasha. So according to that, the pasuk is Megal, and we'll have to chesh b'nei in a second. That it's megala to us that it was not said on each specific halacha. It was only said on the din of to marry her, but not the chiyuv knas. Right, noch the psukim, there is no condition at all in the chiyuv knas. And according to the other understanding, that the parasha was only said with all its dinim, and it wasn't said lechatzorim. If you can't be mekayim one, and you can't be mekayim the other, then as a result of the psukim, we'll see that the parasha was right could be said lechatzorim, and even though one din doesn't apply to you, nevertheless the other halacha does apply to you. Right? That's what's nizgale in the psukim. Like we call that the svar chitzain is that it really should have affected, least the issue should have affected the din knas. And only because of a gili hakra, we see that loisi liisha, right, that halacha of marriage does not affect the din of knas. Now let's just speak just be ma'ira a shiloh over here, that the Gemara tells us that we need two psukim, right, one for chayve. Krisis, one for Chayv Elavim. Now, what I need two psukim. So, Kipshutim, what the Gemara means is as far as Isha Ruhoru Uyuloi, meaning to say that. Chayve krisis, like we see in Hemshech HaGemara, really, you know, based on what the Gemara says a little further, that's how we would understand it, that chayve krisis is a chalei tafsik kedushin, right? So it's intrinsically not roy. It means that it doesn't even work, right? The kedushin. Mashenken a chayve lavin is something that it's also to marry her, but lemais the kedushin is paifis, and it could work. And therefore, as far as levels of isha ro'uyoloi, that a chayv krisis is what we refer to as mufka from kedushin. She's totally removed from because you can't even work. You can't even make a kedushin. Mashenkin a chayv lavin is less removed. So when the pasuk says v'loy seeli isha, pasuk says loy seeli isha, we're talking about what's considered an isha haru iloi. So if I only had one pasuk, that I would say, okay, granted that you need an isha haru iloi, that's if she's not taifis at all, then she's not an isha haru iloi. But a chayv kriyas hagana, she's aser, but it's shaykh to make a kedusha. Maybe she's nachal nisa haru iloi. And so the second pasuk tells me that even though the kedusha is taifis, the fact that it's an iser, that's she's in a ru'iloi. That's the chayyuk kipshuta. Hey, you understand why I need two psukim? Okay, that happens somehow. I learned. Understand is why do we need two psukim over here? Right. Once the chayv increases. Okay, it could be at
you only this have one pasuk with the thing chayv elavin.
Right. But what's the difference between chayv and chayv krisis? Why would I say that if I only had one pasuk, then I would say that chayv lavin still doesn't chayv krisis? Not. What's the difference between the two? Okay, fine. Okay, very good. Okay, right.
Like we have a machlokas, right? So it's going according to the tzad that says that. That we don't need any pasuk. That ruya. That a ruya to get married is taka would pay a knas, right? It's sort of starting a bit like that, and without any psukim, we would have thought that just the lav and the kares would be pater, and then we have one pasuk to say that you're chayiv for the lav, and then the next. One to say krisos, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we would
right.
break
mm-hmm.
it down.
Right. Now let's see if we could, with what we discussed before, right? See how this plays in over here. that we discussed before like this, right? Let's start with the Tosis, let's say, right? Tosis tells us that there really is no pasuk which is telling me I need the isha ruyuloi. It's really all based on esed deichaloi sase, right? And the reason why the mitzvah to marry doesn't apply if she's not ruyuloi is because of the din of ein esed deichaloi sase. Right. So let's see if we can work this out. If that's what it is, right, and if our Gemara is going with that, so let me explain that really has no bearing. Eser Deichalos has to do with something which is Yisurin. It doesn't mean to talk to Knas directly, right? It's only because that we're assuming that the parasha was only said together, both halachas. If you could have one, you have both, right? We refer to that as the package deal, right? So if that's what it is, so anyone l'chayra who doesn't have the chia at that match should not have had the din of knas. Now once the pasuk is marbe that let's say chayve lavin, right, have knas. So what does that tell me? Right? Doesn't that tell me that we don't have this relationship between the two dinim of the parasha, and our sachet daitach that is a package deal is not true? That's already nizgala. That already I know that with one pasuk, right? So why should I think the chayv krisis doesn't have knas? Right? I mean that l'chayra, the whole reason why they didn't have knas was because of it was something which followed the halacha of Eloisi Elisha. And that really should apply to both, because Eloisi Elisha, a simple lav, right, will prevent the marriage because I don't have a proper essay to be doicha. Right? So if that's true, so then, you know, so if we assume that the whole parasha was said together, then a simple chayv lavin also shouldn't have knas. Once I have one pasuk which tells me, right, that let's say chayv lavin has knas, so what does that indicate to me? It indicates to me that the two halachas in the parasha are not dependent on each other. So once that's also, so why do I need a second pasuk for chayv krisis? Meaning to say this, that what we discussed before is really understanding that there's a condition called Isher Hoyeloi. And now we could have different levels of what's ruilai, right? Which, right? So then, you know, you can make chalukim. Maybe a chayv lavin is nachal ruilai since kedushin works, right? It's taifis, but chayv krisis, she's mufka, right? That's all if that's what the pasuk says. But according to the way that taifis, explains over there, right, that there's no real Gzeis HaKosov over here. It's really based on the regular din of En Esed Eicha Leisa, say. Sefer Gemara was working with that, right? So there's din of En Esed Eicha Leisa, say. That's the halacha over there. And over here, the only reason why Knas should be dependent on it is because we're assuming the parsha was said together. So only one pasuk is sufficient to tell me that the two halachas in parsha were not necessarily said together. You could have one without the other. Fine. Once you have that, so then, you know, why should Chavi Krisis be any different? Okay, we'll put that out for. I know that we just said a lot right now. This we have to maybe think about it or shelve it for the time. Each person according to their usage.
Oh.
What would he say? Yeah.
I was assuming you were going to give an answer.
What?
My thought was by Chai Belavin, the chiyuv is there. Of it's just that you can't, you're not allowed to marry her, but there's tefisa's kedushin. So there really could be a mitzvah, and therefore there can be the kanas. It's just that you're not allowed to marry her, and we don't, and there's not a full essay, so it's not docha lelota essay. So you, befoel, you can't do it, but the mitzvah itself is there. There is an essay. It's just that you can't fulfill the essay.
Let me just tell you what we're asking, and we'll see how you answer it. In other words, because the basis of the question that we're asking over here is because the hanocha of the gemara is that the parsha was said together, right? Right? You can still be answering. I just want to be clear. Right? That was the question. The parsha was said together. And you can't have a chiv l'chatzoyim. It means you can't have a chiv only of knas and not to marry her. So if there's a reason why you can't marry her, then you don't have knas either. That was the assumption. So once that's broken, right, that you could have one without the other, then fine. Then, you know, then there shouldn't be any difference between Chayim and Chayim. So even if you'll tell me, right, that the reason why you can't marry, right, a Chayim Lav and a Chayim Krisis are for two different reasons, right?
But what I'm saying, I guess what I wanted to say, maybe it's, is that by a Chayim Karis, there's Bichlal no Tfisas Kedushin. So it's not even Shayach to say Lo Tiyeh Le'isha. It just doesn't even start off, because there's bichlal no tefisas kedushin in this woman. Mm-hmm. So because it never even starts off, so maybe also the kanas doesn't even start off. Because it's just not shayach, the whole knas, parsha of being an isha.
The kanas is more out of the parsha, is what you're saying.
I'm saying they both, if we're saying that they both have to be chal together, right? If the kedushin's not, you know, the mitzvah kedushin isn't chal, then the kanas isn't chal. And they're chal together, or they're not chal at all. So by kares, it's not shayach to say that the kedushin should be chal, because there's bichlal no tefisas kedushin. So since that's bichlal not chal at all, so the kanas also isn't chal at all. But by a chay velavin, it's shayach to say kedushin by her. So they're both chal. It's just now it's not docha the lotase. You have a lotase, but the chiyuv itself was chal.
Okay. So what you're working with over here is, that's really something that, you know, not how we work over here. We always have to, you know, see how we're assuming and see if that's necessarily so. It's possible. But when we say ein doicha lo yisase, right? So let's talk about it, right? Yeah. Right. So where do we stand now? Do we have over here is that the essay is chal, the lo yisase is here, and it's like a, how do you call it, a stalemate? Is that what it is? Yur mechuyev. But you can't do it, right? Is there such a thing as have a chiv that the Torah doesn't want you to do? Or if the din is ein nedech ein essay the chalisa says, so there's taka no essay anymore, right? Right.
Okay.
So Michael is saying, and it's fine, right? I'm just pointing out over here, right? That, and as I think what Michael wants to have over here is that maybe when there's ein essay the chalisa say, then the essay intrinsically is over here, right? There's intrinsically an essay. The Torah just doesn't want you to be mekayim it, but intrinsically the essay is here. Maybe we could talk about, you know, what levels are over here in the intrinsic, and, you know, in which world it's here. But as far as, let's say, lechatzoyim, right, having the parasha lechatzoim, that maybe that wouldn't be considered lechatzoim because by chay v'lavin, right, the essay is here to a certain extent, right, and that's where I need the second pasuk. The pasuk will tell me that if in the befoil, in the actuality, to be mekayim, you can't be mekayim, right, then you don't have I just lost the cheshbon. Sorry. 1 second. Why do you have it? Let's assume that it's totally zebzeh, right? So fakir, right. And that's not. This is you have it, right? No, 1 second. Let's get it back. It's over here. No, what's kasha was that why you mochiv knas? You don't have, right? So the pasuk is megal too. That there's a chiv, the chiv is, so one pasuk, I would think that this svar was too kind, right? That's one thing. This svar, if only had one pasuk, I would say that you're right, the taka toli zebezeh, and in the chayv elavin, you still have both. Chayv krisis, you don't have both. So in the chanami, you won't, you taka, at that point, I would think that you have no chiv knas on a chiv krisis, in the chayv elavin, that's what you do. The second pasuk comes to tell me that they're not totally on each other at all. Okay, right? Because in the Chayv Krisis, right, definitely there's no Chiv at all. That's impossible to do. Right? So that's why, only with the second Pasuk do I know this, that they're not totally Zebazet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, right, so that's, let me just hear something for a second. Mm-hmm. Now, if we understand that Lacey Lisha is a condition, right, the condition in the parasha, right? So then we could speak like we spoke before, right, according to the two stuff that we spoke, either it will be regardless it's gonna affect the din of the chiv to take her as a wife. That's what it will come out. Okay, it's a little. She's Isha Ruila. She's Isha Haruila. Right? If you have, you know, issues of Esther, you have to deal with that. Isha Haruila. Okay, fine. Okay, in the other Cheshbon will come out pretty much like we spoke over here. What's considered an Isha Ruila or not? Okay, so that's the Maskona of this Gemara, the Tana of our Mishnah, Akoponim. That after the two psukim, we know that the two dinim are not dependent on each other, and even though this isha definitely is not an isha haru'iloi, this isha definitely you can't be mekayim the loisi leisha, whether it's because of the lav is preventing you, or maybe even more intrinsically that it's poshut not toifis, right? It has no bearing on the chiyuv knas, and nevertheless there'll be a chiyuv knas. All right, now let's go a little further in the Gemara now. Now the Gemara goes a step further. The Gemara tells us lafuke mehay tanu. Rashi says masnis nitona yesh knas on mamzeres ula choisoi. Is the fuke may high tanu? Yeah, the more brings the machlekes tanoim over here. The sanyo v'lo yisi liisha shemat mani omer isha sheish bahavaya shemunas omer isha horu'i l'kaimu. Now, according to what we discussed before, there's a point that we have to raise over here in the Gemara that they're talking about this pasuk that we saw in the Mishnah, right? Rav Loi Si Leisha, right? Which is talking about the Nisun itself, right? So the Gemara must have some kind of information that that they're talking about the Chi of Knas, right? Because if they're not, if we don't know they're talking about Chi of Knas, that's what we just discussed, right? That the Gemara started out Loi Si Leisha, right? And the way we explained this was how that doesn't affect the din of Knas, but maybe as far as the din of Loi Si Leisha, as far as the Nesu'in Dika Halacha, that's still B'm Kaimi Oimid. So that's what we're being ma'or right now, right? The Gemara is being right. Loi Si Leisha, right? Is there any remez in the way we have the way the Gemara brings the brayos over here? Loi Si, it doesn't tell us what halacha is talking about. It's not clear that they're talking about the din of knas, right? It would sound like that Gemara understands, right? Maybe in the full text of where they were talking about knas. Mm-hmm. Okay, right, since we were discussing this the whole time, so this is a point, right, that we have to bavon over here. Right, so the Gemara knows that their halacha is regarding knas. And Zot the Gemara is a machlekes tanoim like this. Loi Si Leisha. Zok the Gemara on Machlokes Tanam. Shema Tanam Yemer Isha Sheish Bahavayim. Shema Menas Yemer Isha Horu'i L'Kaimu. Now let's Taka speak this through, and maybe this might help us with that shaila. Right? The Machlokes is what is the Isha Horu'i L'Kaimu. Now L'Chayr like this. If as far as the halacha of marrying her, l'chayr, like we just saw l'chayr, that means regardless you can't marry her, right? If it's a chayv kriyas, not chayv kedushin, right? And even if it's a chayv lavin, but this chayv lavin is not one that could be doiche. So l'chayr, this machlekes over here is not really relevant to the din of nisuin, right? Because even according to the Manda Omar, right, that says that the isha horu'i l'kaima means that you need to be taivus kedushin. Okay, fine, but still, there's a chayv lavin over here, right? And it's not doyche l'chayra. And if that's so, regardless, you can't marry her. So the nafkamina that they're discussing, L'chari is only going to be relevant to Knas, right? So this is just Chesh Ben Ois, how we know that their machlekes is relevant to Knas, because the only relevance that could have is Benigay to Knas, because as far as the din of Loi Si Leisha to marry her, there's no reason why I don't need a Chayv Krisis for that, a Leitafsi. Right, in the actuality, unless you want to take a route that maybe he argues, right, on the Tana over there, Isha Rukaim with the Mer says, right? But that would help us for that question that we wanted to know before, right? We said Loi Si Leisha, right? The Ikka Loi Si Leisha we asked was is talking about the Din Nisuin, not the Din Knas. How do we know the Mer is relating this to the Din Knas? So, and that was saying that their machlokes is not really relevant to the ikar din of marrying her, right? Because regardless, you can't marry her. There's no reason, right? There's no reason why it has to be a leitafsi for that.
That's how I
went
with my chavrus.
Yeah. Okay.
That it would make sense to be talking about the marriage part.
Since so regardless, right. Right. Once it's also. Right. Very good. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Okay, so the Gemara tells us that there's a machlekes over here. There's a din of isha hu lekayimo, other isha that's tafsid bo kedushin. Now they hold that this condition in the Torah is relevant to the ikar din knas, and therefore it'll have effect on whether mechuyev knas or not. Our Mishnah, which says that whether chayv lavan or chayv krisis, there is knas. That's Rashi saying lafuke, that our Mishnah definitely does not hold like these two tanoim, because according to the Tana that holds that once she's not ruhi l'kaimo, there's no knas, so then even the din mamzeres would not apply. Bikachai v'lavin and akoponim, that if the din of ishu l'kaimo means that you need to have as tafsid bo kedushin, the chai v'krisins in the Mishnah are not tafsid bo kedushin. Now, even though it would be good, Taka, to go through this whole Gemara over here, but for us right now, I think we're gonna jump over here. Gemara talks very important things that Baruch Hashem we've had before. Misach Sivomis, we came across these Musogim, Machlekes Tanoim, as far as what kind of Isser carries with it a Leitavsi Kiddushin. The Muslim of Leitavsi Kiddushin means that Kiddushin is a chalois. I don't have a good English word for that. It's some kind of transaction which occurs. It's a happening. Definitely in the Kiddushin sense, like there's an accusation. Is that the word? Acquiring. That's right.
To take effect.
Okay, take effect. Right. Mm-hmm. Something is taking. It has to take effect. And a kedushin is something which takes effect. There's a point of time that a minute ago they were not married and now they are married. It's a real thing. It's a connection. And there's conditions to that connection, and it has to be made. If the proper conditions you don't have, if you don't have the compatible wiring, it just, the light's not going to go on, right? Yeah. So the din of that's the musk of leitavsi kiddushin, and there's machlekes that what kind of iser cat comes along with the Leitavsi Kiddushin. Now, right, for the Lamdonim over here, I'm trying to be very clear not to get involved in the Shaila whether the issue is the cause of the Leitavsi Kiddushin, right, or it's just an indication that there's lies something over here which prevents the Leitavsi. Okay, we'll leave that aside. Vidai the Chakima B'Remiza. Right.
Back to you, Vomus.
Okay, now let's see over here. Now, the Gemara
seems to say wherever there's no Tafsi Kiddushin, the kids are Mamzerim, and wherever the kids are Mamzerim, automatically there's no Tafsi Kiddushin. It seems like the Gemara is equating the two. Is that Pashut?
Because yeah, I mean, that's pretty much.
Gemara is
pretty
putting
much
the two together, but I don't know if, I mean.
Right, well, how we know that, right, might be a point. Mm-hmm. But that's what the Rishayim talk about a lot, that you see from these sugis that the Toli Zebezeh. There might be, I think the Tosis handles this maybe in has to iron out some sugis, but that's pretty much in Shas, pretty much Mevui like that. Mm-hmm. That the
mamzeres.
Isn't there a
Mishnah in Kiddushin like that?
Kol mokum she'in Kiddushin avlan mamzer.
Right, something like that.
Right. Right. You know, in that there's also a discussion in maybe in Tanoim, what. Maybe different reasons for like Tafsi Kiddushin. I think different reasons why. That's Shalfen Akum. Okay, let's see. Now the Mora says as follows.
Right, you just said Akum?
Yeah, I was just referencing that there might be different reasons why Kiddushin is not
Tayfus. We pass him like kids, not a monster.
So that's what I was sort of hinting toward, right? I think it's Machlokes. Machlokes Tanoim. Machlokes Tanoim, I think. No, definitely, that's how we paskin. Right. So that's how I was just raising the point, that there might be different reasons why there's Leitavsi Kiddushin, right? Not every Leitavsi, the reason why it's Leitavsi could be a cause for mamzerus, right? And that might have something to do with that other chakira, right? It might not be the reason, it might be an indication, and therefore, right? That's where it might be cholok, whether the plan of the mamzer or not. Okay. But what we want to just talk over here for a minute. The Gemara, in working out this machlekes, even with the Shitas Rabbi Kiva, who holds that chayv elavim, are loitavsi, and if that's true, so then it pretty much goes hand in hand. Whenever you have an eneru l'kaima, it's also loitavsi. That's what the Gemara was trying to work out. So the Gemara says, "Ika benayu buula l'kayin gadol." The Gemara says, "Buula l'kayin gadol." Over there, even Shitas Rabbi Kiva agrees that Kedushin is Tafsi. Even if you hold Chavi Esei, or Loi Tafsi, but Bula Koyin Godol is a Chavi Esei, which is Tafsi, because it's an Esei as an Shava Bakor, right? We're talking this Nusuch in order to get around the Shaila of Amon L'Koyin Godol. Right, which is also an Ishav Bakol, only in Israel, which is only said to a Kohen Gadol, right? But that's a lav, right? So that means that this is specifically by an essay, right? The weakness of an essay, right? Which is it's an essay. If it's an essay, it's an Ishav Bakol, right? So that's what weakens this essay to another stage, and therefore doesn't prevent the Tafsi Kiddushin. Okay. Now, what is Bu'ula L'Kayin Gadol? So what does Rashi say? Bu'ula L'Kayin Gadol She'ein Bo Lav Da Almonus Ele Esei De Besula Yikach Ulei Bu'ula. Okay, Rashi gets involved in Zainafon.
To me, that's like a sort of dick of Rashi. You don't see Rashi saying that in so many places.
And the Rashi says, "Bu'ula shloka d'arka," maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, all right, that's what I want to see. Very good. Right. So Rashi bravorns the question that the whole chiyuv knas is only relevant to someone who's a psula. So on that, Rashi says that there's an iser the kohen gadol. Only she has her psum, so the she became a bu'ula with a b'yishalaykedarka. That's what makes that she's also to kohen gadol. But concerning knas is concerned, she still has a din of a besula that there could be a chiyuv knas.
Because knas is
telling
with the
besula. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this case over here, according to Rashi, is that she was nivala by someone shelo kedarka, and ayde that she became also to the kohen gadol, and now the kohen gadol is ma'anis her. So she's such an isha which is has the status of a sula concerning the chiyuv knas, and this is a case over here where he's not ruy l'kaima because she's ushered to him with an essay. But it's a tapsi kedushin even according to Rabbi Kiva, right? Because it's an esher sheinu shava bakoil. In Tosfos, let's see the Tosfos over here. Here, Verach Pirush. Tohocho loy mari bibu'ula me acher. Ela b'kayin golush. Yeah, last word on the line. Abbreviation, Verach.
It's like 10 lines into the Tosfos. Verach. End of line.
Right below where the Tosfos Haridah ends. It should be somewhere like
okay,
around
there. Okay, got it, yeah, okay.
Rabbeinu Chanan al Pirush, Dohocho loy mari bebe'ula me'acher. Rabbeinu Chanan says that the Be'ula Kohen Gadol I'm talking about over here is not when she was previously Nivalo. Loy mari bebe'ula me'acher, el be'Kohen Gadol sho'onas b'sulu gimura. She was a regular psula. The Kohen Gadol was on a psula.
But now she's a bula.
V'loi chashiva ru'i l'kaimo. Right. And she's not in it. See, he made her a bula. Right, and Taisis, and I have to work things out a little bit in the Hamshach HaTaisis. But let's just hear that over here. So there are, there's a machlekes in the Rishayim over here, what the case over here. So this is what we were alluding to before, that a ru'uya l'kaimu. So according to Rashi, that she was a bu'ula to start, so the bias nut, which is mechayev the knas, that was already be'isser. She was an ena ru'i l'kaimu. Well, according to the way the Rabbeinu Chanan is learning, that the etzim znus was made at a point when she was muteres loy, right? Only as a result she became ena ru'i loy. This is what we discussed before. Let's say, we have these tanoim, right? These tanoim over here definitely seem to be going, and see that's, you know, have to see how that works with that tesis. These tanoim, zichah, seem to be learning that there's a condition, a certain type of issue that we're talking about here in the pasuk. Right? That's what it is. Right? I mean, Ru'i l'kaima is she's still also to him. Right, so it's definitely not based on the gedorim of Esed Chalosa. Say we're talking about a certain type of isha. That's how they learn in the pesukim. Now you need an isha haru'uy l'kaimo, and the Gemara tells us that the nafkamina, what ru'uy l'kaimo means, whether it's tafsi b'kedushin or it's roy to marry her, is the nafkamina will be in such a case. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. If you have a bu'ula l'kayin gadol, now we discussed before that according to this mahalach, that the pasuk is giving a condition, and they're learning that it applies to knas, right? So what we discussed before was in such a case that l'chayr, right? And we'll see how we want to adjust it. But what we meant to say before, and this is what maybe has to do with Rashi and the Ben Chananel, having what the case over here is that l'chayr, it would seem like this case is a case that b'shas, the ma'isa znus, which is mechayev the knas, right? That is, according to the two cases, was she roy l'kaima or not? According to Rashi's case, that she was nivla from someone else before, so she was. Rashi says she was nivla mayacher, actually kedaker. Right? That's what Rashi's saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that the bee was done on the isha. That's not roy l'kaima, right? Right, if you hold that, you need roy l'kaima. Right, it was done on isha. That's not roy l'kaima. Tavsi, yeah, but not roy l'kaima. Right, more says that she's right. Right, but according to Ben Chanan learns that l'chor the ma'isa bi was takadon on an isha, that she was a type of isha that was roy l'kaima. Now, so according to what we discussed before, so then. You know, according to Rabbeinu Chanan, we'll ask like this. According to Rabbeinu Chanan, learning that she is a Ruy L'Kaima. Why does the Gemara consider that's in a Ruy L'Kaima?
After the first second of the Bia, she's already a Ba'ula.
Okay, but whatever, but then the Bia is over already, right? You know, she becomes a Ba'ula as a result of the Bia. And the bia was what was mechayev, right? So that has to only happen afterwards, right?
Question: at what point makes her geula asit v'kaindal? At what point makes her
mechayev knas? Okay, right. Okay. So if you could tackle chesh benayis like that she'll become a geula b'negei to kohen gadol before the chiyev knas and. In order to finish that bia to mechayev knas, she's already a ba'ula, right? Then you're right, and maybe you could work it out. Right? We're assuming right now that one is when one ends, the other one begins, and therefore that b'shas the bia, she was not a ba'ula. So the Maisis Nus was done on a Isha that was Bisoy the Ruy L'Kaima. that was the point that we raised. And then and we said then, well therefore it might be Takatoli on these two Tzadim had to understand it. Meaning to say that the din of Ruy L'Kaima, in the fact like we just discussed before, right? And that's what comes out now a little bit, right? The Ruy L'Kaima is that a condition said directly on the knas, or it's a condition in the nesuin and the nesuin and the knas atali zebezer? Because what we're saying is that according to Chanan al-Lachar, she was a real kaima. So if the pshat was that it's a condition that was said directly to the shaz bir, in order for this nus to be mechash, she has to be real kaima. So if taka was done on the issue that was real kaima, right?
But do we see we have such a klal that like once you're the knas lasts forever? In other words, the situation can change many ways. You know, you could become a kohen gadol later.
What do you hold that? That's what we alluded to before. So what would be in such a case? What do you hold if an issur is chal later?
We had the case. We had the diak of a pasuk that if the daughter dies, that the father is pater. That the father doesn't get the knas, right? I mean, clearly at the time of the bia, the father was alive, but then she died, so, right? So we see that these things.
We'll have to see better about that. But what do you hold in such a case? That let's say after he's manas nisha, he's Mekadosh's sister.
Right, Mekadosh's sister.
So is he pater from knas? You would think that the hell should be put from Knas, since right now at this point he's not. So I mean, I would have thought that once the Chiv Knas is Chal, right, then what's the case?
When the Maisa Onus takes place, or is it Chal when there's Hamada Bedin?
So that talks to his din, and we'll see how that plays. Anachmin and what that means, and get to what that's relevant. But that's really, right, has to do with this halacha. Since it's a knas, right, we'll still see more about that. Like if you have like a side reason that an Isser is chal later, which is totally unrelated, like upon him, I would think that would not be a cause to be mafkia the chiyuv.
Let's say another man was makadosher.
Same idea, right? Exactly. Right. Okay, so this is a lot what to talk about over here, and Mevar points, Beis Hashem, halavai, we should also have the time to contemplate with Yishuv Hadas on all these fine points. We should have people to be able to discuss it with. at this point, we'll just raise the questions, and whoever is aroused to these questions, and then we'll feel the push to clarify it. Please forward your information to the Chabura chat. Okay. Now let's see over here. Why are we holding over here? Okay. So we'll have to leave this over here right now for that. But I just want to get a little further into the Hemshech Hadaf, if it's okay. Just a couple of minutes. And this is important because there are a lot of things going on in the sugyas, and we have to try to keep things clear. And of course, things that we raise over here which causes is a non-clarity, confusion. Should all be put on the side. That's not the purpose of it. But at any point with the connection starts getting a little staticky, you could hang up. Okay. Now let's see over here. Zok the Gemara like this. The Gemara heads now into the Kimlev the Rabbani aspect of the sugya. Zok the Gemara. Okay, I'm going to move quickly over here. All right. The Gemara says Rashi says that our Mishnah in the Sefer of Mishnah, right, which clearly speaks it out, like you see in the Hemshech of the next Mishnah, our Mishnah holds that the Din of Kinyan Rami only applies by Mrs. Bezdin, and that's what a Chayv increases, even though that there is a Misa involved. There's a Chiyuv Knas. The Gemara says Rami Chumim Akona holds that the din of Kimla de Rabbanei, which applies when the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Momen is chal together, that's the din of Kimla de Rabbanei. He said that applies not only to Mrs. Bezdin, but that applies even to a non-Mrs. Bezdin. Machalik is in the Gemara, what kind of Misa it applies to. The two options, a chorus or a Chiyuv Misa de Shamayim also.
He for sure holds
Karas.
The question is if he also holds
Misa B'Shman. Right. Zot the Gemara, right? So Rav Chanan says, Kippurim Kishabes, Litashlum. Mashabes Mischayv Nafshay Potman Hashashlum. Mafim Kippurim Mischayv Nafshay Potman Hashlumen. The Morris talks about my time Rav Chanan. I mean, what's his source? So let's Machalik Sabayin Rova. Abaye says that he learns the Pasuk, where the pasuk, the Torah is mechadish the ikra locha of Kinyan Rabbanei, that's over there in the parasha Mishpatim, by the din of Negev Yishahar of Yasuila Deha. So there's a reference in the pasuk V'lo Yia Asin, and the whole halacha really comes from a reference, right? If there would be Asin, things would be different. It wouldn't be mechayat the moment, and that's where the Torah is megal halacha of Kinyan Rabbanei. Now, what is the over there? The issue is an issue of Al Yosin. He's not giving shahara, so it's a
ritzicha. The English has an interesting point.
Yeah.
In Parshat Chayav, the pasuk Lo Yosin, the word Asan is referring to the lady. There's no Asan. The pregnant lady's not killed. Then you pay the onus. Then you pay the money for the child, whatever. But the English says that Abaya is learning, Gloria Asan is referring to the attacker. If there's no Asan to the attacker, he's not going to be Chayav Nisas Bezdin. Oh, if there's no Asan to the attacker, he's not going to get Nisas Bezdin, then he has to pay for the children.
Okay, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
I didn't chop that until I saw this footnote, but it was interesting. Mm-hmm. It was interesting chop because when you learn the pasuk, you think it's talking about the lady. That's partial child of the pasuk for sure. Whether the word asun is going on the lady or whether the asun is going on the attacker.
Maybe that answers my problem. Because
no, but is that, I'm just thinking now, is that dependent? Now, as far as the din of kimle, regardless, it goes back to the roitzeach, right? To him, even if it means the isha, right? She's not killed, and therefore he's not killed, right? That's what it would mean, right?
Therefore, he's not killed, and therefore there's no therefore there is tashlumin for the vlad.
Well, another question then. If the woman dies, he would get a misa? Isn't it Enam Miskavin?
So.
Niskavin Maharag is Zeva Harag is Zet, Machlok is Tanayim.
So, Bechlau, this has to do with halacha of Chayv Misa. Shaykigin, right, that whether
he. Enam Asra also.
Right, whether he has to be actually Mechuyiv the Misa. Or it's enough that he just does the action, which with the proper conditions could be mechayev.
Oh, okay, right? Fine. Okay,
it's
fine,
a
fine.
Misa type of action. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Okay,
but,
not,
but you're touching on important things. Yeah, good things, right? This is a right. And Beis Hashem, we'll see in this parak over here. A lot of it will be uncovered. Okay, but this things we have to hold on to.
I don't need to ask that question at this
what?
Point.
Okay, but it's good. It's good that you're raising it, and then when we come to it, we'll be alerted already. yeah, but you're saying good. According to the Bible, you're awesome.
Well, how
but,
can you do Kim live with Rabbi Rene if he's not going to get me suspended?
What's the whole
Kimla Gravina is because he gets Misa's best, doesn't pay Tashlumin. But like Michael says, if he's not going to get Misa's best, then there's no Kimla Gravina. The whole thing doesn't start.
Okay, so we'll see where that there's another drasha, right, which tells us that that's not loch of Chai Mr. Sheik again, right? That was a loich lactum. Okay, we'll get it. Right. Hashem, right, we'll see. Okay, and. And then we'll see maybe the mechanics that are going to work differently, right? Okay, very good.
But you're saying therefore that with that meaning that comes back since when you get away from you answer my kasher from somewhere else, then the asun goes on killing her and because there's no difference between him dying and her dying, because it's
possibly,
the same asun.
Possibly. Okay. So we have in the Gemara over here at Machlekes Abayin Rava based on what the source of Rabbi Yochanan Kana is that the din of Kinnan Rabbanei will apply either specifically to Kodesh or it will refer to any type of Chiyuv Misa or Misa B'dei Shemaim also.
That's the
machlokes
later.
That's the machlokes Abayin Rava, right? Right here.
That's the machlokes Abayin Rava.
Abaya, one second. Abaya Omar Nemer Osen. And.
Aramid Beis, with the Truma.
Right. Rava Omar, that's going back on Rava Omar. Rava Time Jim Mahima Kon Mehocha. Vim Halim Yalimu. Right. Misa Korashli Kimisalochem. Ma Misa Shalochem Potmitash Lumin. Of course, the potent tashlum.
So, Rabbi holds daf kikaris, and Abai holds even misa b'deishmai.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's what the Ikabinayu, the Gemara is saying. Ikabinayu is the case of misa b'deishmai. Zosh ochal trum is achiv misa b'deishmai. Right.
Misa b'deishmai is less common than kikaris.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So, but I just want to keep things clear over here. In these two sugyas, it's discussed over here really two distinct reasons why there might be a ptur of knas. Right? First, the sugya discussed a condition of loy sili isha. Right? Now, that's a condition in the initial hischaivus of the knas, isha haruya, however that condition is, discussed maybe more than one tzad, but isha haruya lekametzik, that's a condition in the initial chiyuv knas. And now the Gemara over here is now discussing, and that's what the Sefer of Mishnah is alluding to, a different reason why there won't be knas. This is because of Torah Kilei Ramne, which really Kilei Ramne is that the conditions for the chiv are really here, right? This is a different halacha. There happens to be that since at the time of this chiv there was a chiv misa or rabba mine, chiv misa, whichever chiv misa you hold, you know, is eligible for this program called so then that'll patterns, right? It's two different avenues, and we'll see that there could be nafkaminis over here. Now, just based on that, we'll just be me'orer a question that Tosfos asks. The Gemara said, right, we skipped. I'll show you. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, we skip this Gemara over here. The Gemara says that Omer Chizda Hakom Moed Mevoal Hanida Shemishalim Knas. A boal Hanida Shemishalim Knas, because Nida fits both requirements of Tafsibo Kedushin and Ruui Lekaim. Right. Very good. So that's Tosis's question over here. I just want to bring up this point, right? That being that there are two different reasons for Ptur over here, so they happen to be discussing the conditions of Loisi Leisha, and on that we're saying that Loisi Leisha, Anida complies with both conditions. However you learn Loisi Leisha, right? Tafakdushin, it's really Kaima. Fine, that's as far as that's concerned. But being that there's another issue over here of a Kimli Rinari Ndiki issue, which is a Machlekes Tanoim, whether that applies to Chiv Koris.
It definitely applies to Chiv Koris.
What? No, it's Machlekes Tanoim, whether it applies to Tanavar Mishnah, it doesn't apply to Chiv Koris.
It definitely applies according to the two opinions.
In Rav Nechunya, right? Right?
Right. Between our Mishnah and
Right. So this is the question that you're asking, which is Tosis's kasha. So how does Rav Chisda know that Hakom Moedim Bevoal Hanida that Yimuchiv Knas? Granted, like he says, that it complies to the conditions of the Loisi Leisha, but there's another factor over here, right? As far as the din of Kimei Rabbanei. Seif kol seif, it's a chiv koris, right? And if you hold a chiv koris patters, like a quantum nechunya, right? Then they'll patter also. So how does Rav Chisda know to say that in actuality, both of these manum holders is a chiv knas? That's as far as their issue is concerned. But there's another issue over here, which could be a reason to patter. Right? That's Tosfos's kasha over here. Just look at the first line in Tosfos. Tamil. See the first wide line in Hakom Moedim.
Right, so
And Tosfos goes explains why he's asking casually. Like, this man, the Omar, right? But the point is, I just wanted to, for us to see over here that there are two distinct reasons over here, and then, you know, we have to, you know, keep the calculations that from each side what the Patur could possibly be. And as we go on, maybe we'll understand, you know, the mechanics of each Patur, how the attacker works differently, like we mentioned before.
When he says Hakol Modim, he means Rav Shimon Ben Manasseh and Rav Shimon Ben Teman. He doesn't mean Hakol everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? I mean,
right.
Obviously, it's Pasha that Rav Chunya Rakana doesn't agree with, because he holds that Chayav Krisis is Pater from Kenas or Kimle Rabban and whatever. So it's Pasha that.
Yeah, I mean, you see from the Hemshe Chagimor.
Hakol cannot mean everyone.
You see the Hemshe Chagimor, and when he speaks that, what does he say? Manda Omar. That's when he speaks it out, right? The Manda Omar Yesh Bahavaya. So that's definitely what he's referring to, right? This machlokes, and he's come to say that neither Hagama is a chiyuv koris, right? But nevertheless, that not only is it tafsi, right? But it's a ruy l'kaima.
There was something from earlier in this year that I think this tied into, but I can't remember that clear enough. But I was wondering how the two sugyas, you know, fit in, how the beginning fit in with Kimri Mirabim Mimei, but could it be that, in other words, one side is to say that our Mishnah holds of it. That we say Kimlei Midrabim Nei by Kares, but since we have specific psukim to say that there's a chiyuv knas, it's to override the Kimlei Midrabim Nei. In other words, right? And
one more time, I didn't find that.
In other words, let's say we start off that we say that the patur of Tavshlumim. By Karis, right? And it's Karis of Mammon is a Ptur of Kimli means Rabbim, right? But since we have specific Psukim by Anusa, so that restores the Chiyav. It overrides the Ptur of Kimli means Rabbim,
I'm just looking to see. So, are you asking as a question, or at this point just a possible outcome? Let's ask it right over here. I mean, the Gemara says Lafuke Mechuna Kona, right? That Rashi tells us that according to Mechuna Kona, there will be a tour of Knas on the Chayv Krisis, right?
Right.
That's that, right? Now, according to what you're saying, you would like to raise a question.
Our Mishnah clearly says that by Kares there is a Knas, right? And Rabbi Chanunya, or what's his
Chanunya?
Yeah, okay. says that there's not a Knas, right?
Okay.
So does our Mishnah hold?
I mean, he glad it doesn't say clearly there's no Knas. That's maybe what your question is. Is he talking about Knas? Or is he just talking about that Chayv Krisis patterns?
Right, that there's a Kimli Rabbim, but maybe, right, maybe you're suggesting that the Pasuk brings back the Knas, even though we say Kimli Rabbim on a Knas.
Right, okay.
So then the Pasuk is really coming to do two things. It's overcoming the Lo Tiyeh L'Isha, and it's overcoming the Kimli Rabbim.
So I think that's what, I don't have a clear in my mind, but I think that's what I wanted to say when the Rav was asking, why do we need the two Psukim? Right, that's what I was thinking early in the year when the Rav was saying, why do we still need the two psukim if we decouple the Lo Tiyeh L'Isha, that's a whole issue. So I was thinking that a possible answer to that question would be is that you needed to get rid of the problem of Kimlei Midrabimineh.
According to Rav Nechunya.
That
would be the problem. Is that that's going against the Gemara, right? So that's
so how's that going against the Gemara?
Because doesn't the Gemara say that according to Mechon, you potter from Knas?
What?
He says that you potter from Knas, the Gemara, no?
Right, but our mission is cholik on him.
Right. So if it's cholik, then you.
One second, Sam. This is a new thing of you because our Mishnah Kipshutai argues intrinsically in the conditions of Kilnei Rinabmine.
But that's what I'm saying, but maybe not. That was my chakir. I mean, that's what I wasn't sure about that in how to learn the Sugya. Is that the issue? Is that it doesn't hold of that?
I hear your Shiloh, but I don't think it's a question that what the Gemara seems to be saying, right? The Gemara definitely is introducing a Nechunya as a new Shita, because the Gemara brings a Nechunya. The whole context over here is in the basic klolim of Kilei Rabmine, and the Gemara is like applying it to our Mishnah, right?
So that's what I wasn't sure about. In other words, that's exactly what I wasn't sure about. I mean, maybe it is, and I did have the other side of the. I mean, I wasn't sure of this. That's why I was wondering how the two things fit in. I wasn't sure how you fit the end of the Gemara in with after learning the beginning of the Gemara with the Pesukim. What about the Pesukim?
Let's see what room we have to see where we have to go. The Gemara, I would think that the Gemara definitely sounds like the Gemara is saying that Reb Nechunya and the Tana of our mission do not agree each other in the rules of Kimle. That's what it sounds like from the Sugya, right? Possibly a proof to that would be that according to the way you're cheshbening, if there's taka or gilui, right, if there's take a gilui, then there's a point that which I think is a ha'ora. Maybe you could get around it, but you know, if the pasuk is megala that kimli doesn't patter, right? So then, but it's mivuya that the Tana holds that kimli does, but Mrs. Bezin does patter, right? In the mission later on, right?
So everyone agrees,
Mrs. Bezan Patters. Yeah, I understand. See, but that Shlomo is contemplating a possibility that that the Tana of our Mishnah could hold like the Mechunya also, but he has the Psukim that we have in the Gemara over here. Tell me that there's no, or let's say the Pasuk that of Chayv Krisis is Megala to me that the Zechiv Knas Hagam with the Kimle. But there's a hafko in the din of Kimlei. Kimlei doesn't pater knas, right?
That's what. Doesn't pater first by lav and then by kares but misukim.
But then you'll have to explain what the difference in Kimlei is between Misa and Nezukonta and Nechunya.
We didn't have a third pasuk.
But what you need to explain is that if the din of Kimle is all the same, and it's Nizgala, Akoponim in the Chayv Krisis aspect, that there's no Kimle, so shine, and now there's no Kimle. What's the Chiluk? Unless you have a different Kimle between Chorus and Mrs. Bezin.
Part of my sveikus is once you have a pasuk, do you learn it to call a Torah kulo, right?
So I'm not even up to there yet. But here, Minei Ubei, right over here.
So what's the problem? I mean, we clearly have different levels of Kimlei Midrabin. Yeah, Kimlei Midrabin. We're always making sure. Do we say it up to here? Do we say it up to here?
That's true. But someone so. Holds that in the general rule, there is a din of Kimle, right? So is he going to agree that there is a over here? It'll be split. Over here, it'll be split.
I don't know.
Doesn't the Gemara first say not like Shlomo's Svara. I mean, it's Svara, but the Gemara says clearly not like it, no?
So maybe, but where?
Clearly,
he says that by kares you don't pay knas, and our mission says you do say knas, right? The question is, are they arguing about the drasha, the psukim, or are they arguing of the halacha of kimei midrabim minei?
But you're open to a side that maybe they're not arguing at all.
No, they have to be arguing.
Why are they arguing?
Because practically, by knas, our Mishnah says that you're Mishnah says chayev,
and
he
what
says,
does he say? He doesn't say nechayev knas. He says kimle by chorus.
What?
He says kimle by chorus.
But that's what you're saying. Like,
he says it by chorus, and
therefore he's chalak on our Mishnah. Right?
But that's good for the question, right? If you're open to say that our Mishnah could intrinsically hold that in as far as the rules of Kimle, chorus could pattern, however, we have a posik, so the din of Knas is different, then how do we know that he argues on that?
So you're saying that the fact that the Gemara would just...
So that's what everyone's seeing in the Gemara.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
Right? Uh-huh. Not like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Right?
Maybe a lot.
But you could ask the question the other way, that Efshiram Hagufa, right? You know, okay. Right? I mean, what's wrong with your Cheshvan?
Right,
you know, that's what I mean to say. The Gemara seems to say not like that. Mm-hmm. Right? Right? And then that's the thing he wants to know, that if we have these psukim, which tell us, right, that... You see, this Farchet Sain would have been that a Chavik Krisis is not Mechuyiv. Granted, it's because of Loisi Le'isha. But the Pasuk has come to say that a Chavik Chorus has, right? So could that today serve as a Giloy that for whatever reason, right, maybe other reasons also, right? Mm-hmm. Right? This should be. Right? That will be the way maybe to ask your question, and that might already, you know, open us no, to the answer, right? Because we in order to do that,
the question was a good question. It's just I wasn't the one asking it.
Okay, but it is something that has to be worked out because Takan is according to Mechumim Monoshoch, right? What are these psukim for, right? What are these psukim for, right? Because if you have a pasuk, I mean, the pasuk is Talmud is a chiyuv knas.